fully accepted that this episode isn't going on YouTube, so like we can just speak very freely on this. like within 2 minutes, I was like, yep, can't put this one on YouTube.
You can. I mean, my documentary's on there. Everything yeah. I want. Well, I'm no longer allowed to upload anything.
I'll definitely get a strike event.
Look at that.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world? I would like to welcome you back to the Real Talk with Zuby podcast. I am here today in Las Vegas once again, and I've got on another brilliant guest. She is an investigative journalist, and she is the host of Conspiracy Truths, and this is Mindy Robinson.
Thank you for having me. I hope you enjoy the weather here.
Thank you. Yeah. It's pretty similar to where I live, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. It's not quite as hot. Believe it or not. But really? I live in Dubai.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. It's a dry hell, they tell me.
Yeah. So it's drier here, but there's a little more humidity over there. But Mindy, besides talking about the weather, I've done a brief intro, but for people who aren't familiar with you, tell them a little bit about yourself.
So I do a lot of investigative journalism. I call it journalism because no one really does it anymore. It's actually pretty easy to find holes and the plots and stories of the deep state and the government. And I don't know, it kind of amuses me. And I feel like, you know, 2020 used to do this stuff. They used to do all this kind of reporting and exposés, and no one does it anymore. Everything's like fake fact checkers and this and that. So being in Vegas, I expose a lot of government corruption, which keeps me busy. We like to say it was better when the mob ran it. and, you know, I think we've got to be one of the most corrupt states in the country, and no one knows about it because even the local news won't report on stuff. And obviously the Las Vegas shooting was a big deal here. I did a full-length documentary on it. I spent half a year. I read every police report. I listened to every 911 call. I interviewed people. I looked at other people's work. I put it all together. And it's kind of terrifying how little people know about that event. Mm. You know, within 2 weeks, the media dropped the story. There were so many holes that were popping up in the FBI story that they had to drop it because it was looking really bad for them. And that was the end of it. No one in the mainstream ever touched it again. There were a few other investigative journalists that would do pieces here and there, but no one put it together. And so I spent a lot of time, I put it together. And for Vegas, that's probably what I'm most well known for. I wish it was something a little bit more positive. Mm. But, you know, someone's got to do this stuff. People get scared about doing this kind of work. Because some people did die afterwards when they talked about it. And I think it's a travesty. And I think the world needs to know what they did to us here. They murdered us like fish in a barrel. All the casino footage disappeared. And then the media just had this story where this one guy did it. And that was their story by the end of the night. And all the other things that didn't add up, they just won't bring up. And we've tried. We've done FOIA requests. We've done everything. The FBI covered it up really poorly. And to me, the only reason they would do that is because they were in on it. And that's what we're dealing with here. It's that corrupt.
All right. We've dived. We've gone straight in here. But yeah. So let's rewind a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's rewind a little bit because I want to get to know you and your background.
Okay.
So before we get into the deep political stuff, where did you grow up?
New England. I'm a Mass hole, they would call us, Massachusetts. Okay. And then I moved to the West Coast when I was 21. Mm. And I'm a history major, political science major, and then I did comedy. So I did stand-up comedy, sketch comedy. I did the Hollywood scene. I never quite fit in there, but there weren't enough like females doing comedy that I still get a lot of work. And I loved it, and then it changed. You know, it just wasn't the same. And I've been out in Vegas for about 10 years now, still working, still doing, you know, funny movies and stuff like that, but also doing a lot of this kind of work, but no one else is. Someone's got to do it.
When you said that it changed, in what way?
Hollywood changed. It was fun. Like 10 years ago, I was living on Hollywood Boulevard. We had so much fun. And then I don't know whether it was just Trump triggered everyone in town, like this fear took over them, you know, and I think a lot of it had to do with Epstein.
Okay, in what way?
Well, when Trump ran, you saw all these people come out of the woodwork that were like, no, we can't have him. And it was kind of weird. Like, why? Why can't you have him? And then you see certain things like Epstein that were being covered by our government the entire time. They knew about him. Mm-hmm. He dealt in blackmail. There are tapes of where are the tapes of all this blackmail? And our government let it happen. He let them abuse, sexually abuse minors because they would rather have the political blackmail. And they protected him for a very long time. Then Trump gets in and everyone starts freaking out. And you got to wonder, you look at how creepy some of these people are too, you know, and you're like, why can't you have this person win? What are you hiding? And I do believe, especially in Hollywood, you have a lot of issues with what they do to child actors. You have a lot of issues where, remember the whole Me Too movement?
Yep.
Where they were preaching to us about morality while raping each other for roles. It's a bizarre business. And it was like, it took someone to, something like exposing the Epstein thing, where how did all these celebrities go to this island and not know what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And no one's prosecuted. No one got prosecuted. You know, it's bizarre. So I think there's this dark underbelly of Hollywood, and where they do blackmail each other, where they do disgusting things, where they're kind of sexually degenerate anyway.
Mm.
And, you know, any person, anything that might expose that to the world is a threat to them. And I think that's why they really hated Trump. I can't think of any other reason other than the fact he wasn't one of them and he wasn't going to protect them.
We all know that in today's fast-paced world, it's harder than ever to live a healthy lifestyle. Just about everyone is struggling with gut issues, stress, inflammation, fatigue, or immune issues. Most of it comes down to diet, but getting nutrient-rich food consistently isn't always easy or affordable. With hectic schedules, processed foods, and the rising cost of healthy options, we all need a cheat code as the game of life gets more difficult. My cheat code is Optimal Human. With over 90 ingredients, including powerful vitamins and other nutrients, one serving of Optimal Human helps me fulfill my daily nutritional needs. And in my opinion, it tastes better than many of the other green supplements on the market. Optimal Human contains powerful superfoods like organic reishi mushroom for your brain, turmeric root for your joints, beetroot for cardiovascular health, CoQ10 for cellular health, and probiotics for gut health. It's simple to integrate into your daily life. Just add one scoop to water, a smoothie, or your protein shake and get an instant, delicious nutrient boost. Try Optimal Human today and get 50% off your first month by going to optimalhuman.com/Zuby. That's optimalhuman.com/Zuby, and you'll get 50% off your first month. Go check it out.
When you were out there, did you see or witness any of that weird stuff? Because the thing with Hollywood and the music industry and all these things is there's a lot of smoke. And I think in the past decade, certainly in the past, you know, let's say 5 to 6 years in particular, certain individuals, whether this is Harvey Weinstein or, you know, there's certain, you brought up Epstein, there's some weird things going on, I don't know, with Diddy and certain, there are certain people who, for decades, there's been little rumors, like people don't know what's going on, but people are kind of hearing things. But there has been this whole Nickelodeon expose, right? So people like 99.9%, vast majority of people are not in or connected to Hollywood in any way or the entertainment industry. And they kind of hear things, but it's very difficult to decipher what exactly is true, what exactly is going on, what is happening behind the scenes. So just from your own perspective, did you get any whiffs of that?
Well, yeah. Well, I was younger. I was older than I looked at the time. So I was like, you know, in my 20s, I was in my 30s playing 20-year-olds. And okay. People would talk to me, you know, that kind of like expecting certain things. Like I've had people like, oh, you got to take your clothes off for this role. Do I? No, I don't.
Like, no, wait, how does that conversation
yeah,
even
exactly.
come up?
Exactly. Like I think the issue is, you know, everyone wants to make it big in Hollywood. I just wanted to have fun and do comedy and do stuff. But people want to be famous. They want these big roles. And they're willing to do anything to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the biggest thing is people will sleep for roles. They'll do that kind of stuff. And directors and producers kind of expect it. And occasionally it has happened to me. Like, I think I walked in on an audition. And, you know, I read the part. And he goes, all right, you're going to have to disrobe now. I'm like, there's no nudity in the role. Why would I disrobe?
Oh, there's a producer?
Casting, yeah, producer / casting director okay. / you know, whatever. And I'm like, what? There's no nudity in the role. Why would I need to get naked right now? Like, number one, He's like, well, you know, I just need to see what you're... I'm like, okay. And I got on the phone because he didn't realize, like, his executive producer set me up for the audition. So I'm like, you know, and... That happens. But if I was a 19-year-old girl and that happened, maybe I'd be, you know, a little bit, I'd fall for it more.
Mm.
And if people really want it, they'll do anything. And that's where I think it gets dark. And they'll look the other way when they see things, or they'll let, once an actor becomes a name, they'll let him get away with almost anything. Like, I had to work with Gary Busey. He's a monster. Like, they found like a girl crying in a closet because he was trying to touch her. And he came up behind me and tried to touch me. And I'm like, I don't care who you are. Like, that doesn't give you the right to do that. But these people are next level when it comes to entitlement, and they feel like they're worshipped. And it's really probably a bad system. And it's kind of sad that it's gotten that way.
Yikes. So, no, it's all good. Like these conversations
it's true.
No, I asked the question. These conversations are important. You know, I'm in the entertainment world, but I always did everything independently, right? So I was never, I don't know what goes on in these record labels or in these Hollywood companies and the casting director. Like, I have no knowledge. People ask me about that stuff and I'm like, dude, I have no idea. I was just an independent rapper in England selling my CDs on the street and in shopping malls, right? I don't know about, I haven't been to any weird parties or anything. Right? I'm not privy to that. So I often wonder just how deep that rabbit hole goes.
And I wasn't even in it that deep. I did independent film mostly and TV and reality shows. And probably because I wouldn't play the game, I was never going to get up the level. Like, yeah. I had an agent. I got 2 jobs from an agent ever. 200 jobs on my own. Mm. It's possible. And the other thing is, it's a job. People think like they're going to feed you grapes and, you know, worship you. And no, you work. You have to wake up ungodly hours, memorize insane stuff, you know, pretend it's hot when it's cold, you know. But I did like doing the work for that. And I wish we could get back to the time where we're making good stuff. All the movies suck now. I mean, they're awful. The wokeness, the reboots. I mean, how many reboots can they do? And they're never as good.
Yeah, there's like, not a lot of creativity going on.
The opposite of, I would dare say. And it's sad, but it helps people like me because I do independent film. So we get to, you know, step outside that box and actually do, you know, a plot that hasn't been done before or something like that. So
how did you become so politically charged?
Well, I did major in this stuff. It's kind of useless. I like to say I have a degree in lies. I have a degree in American history and political science. And when, you know, I was kind of doing the acting and stuff like that. And I was already a blue check and I was, you know, whatever. And I realized pretty quickly when Trump ran that people had absolutely no idea anything about politics when it came to the electoral system or how anything worked at all. The Constitution. I'm like, what are they teaching kids in school these days? And so I started commenting and I'm going to add humor in it because I'm still a comic. And people liked it because it's kind of depressing, the state of the country and politics and how ridiculous it is. But if you make fun of it, you're not complaining, you're commiserating. And you kind of bond with people that way. And you're like, I'm not crazy. We're not crazy. This isn't right. That's insane. That's not right. You know, I've been fact-checked by name over things that are so silly. It blows my mind. Like I think my favorite, remember in Georgia when they hid ballots under the table and then they pull them out after they send everyone home and they run them through 3 times on the machine. Well, I did a post about that. And then I got fact checked that wasn't a suitcase. That was a box with wheels. And I'm like, or something like that. I'm like, what? And then they said nothing funny happened because they asked 2 anonymous sources and they said no. And I'm like, is anyone... Like, I feel like I'm a nobody. I'm a comic, basically. But I can jump into politics and I can poke holes through almost anyone's story. It's so flimsy and so ridiculous. It blows my mind. At least once a month, I'm like, am I the only one seeing this? And I uncover some pretty big stuff. And it shouldn't be me. You know, it really should be real journalists that get paid and not, you know, me that does it for fun, basically. I don't get paid, so I can also report on whatever I want.
Yeah. Well, I think something that happens a lot now is we live in such a high speed and high distraction and low attention span world. And so as soon as something happens right around the corner, 12 hours later, 24 hours later, maybe at most 48 hours later, another distraction is coming. So something can get uncovered. Okay, like we've already touched on one of the most obvious versions of this, right? The whole Jeffrey Epstein thing. Mm. I mean, when that happened, there was like a 48-hour window where everybody on the internet, whether they are left, right, moderate, libertarian, neutral, whatever, everyone was like, wait, what is going on, right? There was the whole, you know, Epstein didn't kill himself. Like, what really happened here? And then within a couple of days, something else happens and everyone else is now distracted by the other things and no one's asking any further questions about, wait, how did he die? Wait, hang on, like, who did he traffic? Who were the clients? Like, there's all these questions that are still there, and 99% of people are just off on the other thing. And so that happens over and over and over again with all of these different situations. So you never get to the bottom of what really happened. Another huge one from the whole 2020 to 2022 period. What are we all living through? This whole COVID situation, the scamdemic, all of the, what was the origin of it? What happened with the lockdowns and the mandates? And what about the masks and the social distancing and the vax mandates and the vax itself and so on and so forth? And then Putin invades Ukraine and shoom, all of that is gone. No more of that. Forget
it
all.
It's almost like it's by design.
Yeah, but well, it works because the attention just shifts. The media changes, the social media conversation changes, and it's just like, okay, on to the next thing now. And so you never get to the bottom of anything.
I'm not sure how it's, and yes, the attention changes, but it's by design. Like they control the media. Mm-hmm. So when you're like, why did the cameras go off in Epstein's cell at the right time? Why did people, you know, why was he on suicide watch, but then not? No. Next story. Then you had Ukraine. And then you had, oh my gosh, Ukraine. Like they shot a missile into Poland to blame Russia to start World War III.
But everyone forgot.
But everyone got on Twitter and said, we just gave you those missiles.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, nothing. And then they move on. Mm-hmm. But, and that's the problem with owning the media. So you've got people like me screaming from the rooftops trying to get the truth out. And I'm shadow banned. I got shadow banned on Twitter again. Like yeah. I went to search for my name and like 10 years of tweets are gone. Like I can't find it. It's bizarre. And I'm like, how threatening am I to the deep state that right. I had to be kicked off Twitter for 2 years until Elon brought me back? Like if I can do it, anybody can do it. Mm. And you know, that just goes to show you like that's how fake the news is. In fact, I think whatever the news says at this point, just do the opposite. If the government tells you to do something, because I don't trust the government to make me a sandwich at this point, whatever the news says, probably the opposite is going to be true at this point.
What did you get kicked off Twitter for?
Well, I was a speaker at J6.
Uh-oh.
No, I mean, I didn't fall for the trap, apparently. I showed up, they're like, hey, the cops are letting people in. You can go take pictures. I'm like, I don't know. This, you know, the whole thing was a setup. And I was there, and I did a documentary on that, too. And I saw the Capitol Police start the riot. So you had the unindicted co-conspirator FBI people, the Ray Epps types, that they didn't want to find, but yet they chased down every MAGA grandma, you know, waving a flag. But I was there. We were in a peaceful crowd. They shot flashbang grenades and tear gas at us. And then people are, you know, people on fire. And they're pushing forward. They're doing stuff. And they're like, oh, it's a riot. You kind of started that. Like, why are you shooting people with you know, pellets and stuff like that? And it was the biggest setup I've ever seen in my life.
What happened that day?
You know, so I was a speaker. The day before, it was everybody. It was like Alex Jones, Roger Stone, everybody was there. We were high in spirits. All we wanted was an audit because we knew what the audit would show. We knew that they couldn't prove their work. It was like they won like a royal flush in poker, but they didn't want to show you their hand. I'm like, come on. So we wanted an audit. We really thought we were going to get it. Like enough of us are there. I'd missed Trump speaking, but I was at something else. And, you know, we're going like, hey, there are people inside the Capitol. I'm like, well, how? How do they just get inside the Capitol? You know? And then you see like the doors are opening from the inside. And my video's got a lot of stuff that people probably don't know about. There were 4 people killed that day. They only talk about one. I still like to know how a cop gets away with shooting an unarmed 5-foot-something woman. You know, where you can see her, no warning. And they cleared him before interviewing him. Mm. And that's a problem. And then you had 2 men that died from medical emergencies because they were shooting at us, you know, flashbang grenades. They had a heart condition. And then there's video of Roseanne Boylan getting beaten to death. My friend held her hand. He thought he was going to die.
So you're saying there were 4 people?
There were 4 people killed at, at J6, and they will only talk about one. And I can't believe that that hasn't broken out more. You know,
there's people who think that cops were killed.
That was the lie. The fire extinguisher lie. And that was the other thing. When we were done with J6 and we'd gone back, you know, to look at, it was like a different story had appeared on the news. We were the bad guys. It just blew our mind. And we killed a cop with a fire extinguisher. And then we had to go and find the footage and we didn't. But they still told that lie.
Mm-hmm.
And Biden
still
told that lie.
They still do it right now, yeah.
I don't get it. And it's like we're fighting this weird world where all they have is lies and they just don't care. And no matter how many times you debunk it and you prove to them this didn't happen, they just repeat it. It's all they know. It's all they have. These are not very good people that I think are in power. These are the worst kind. You know, that's the thing with politics. It also kind of attracts psychopaths and narcissists that, you know, they're in it for themselves, not for actually doing the right thing. And, you know, I don't even know if we can really fix it. I feel like the whole system needs to be torn down and rebuilt as the Republic originally was.
Do you think it's always been this way and people are just more aware of it now?
I think it's been this way for longer than people think. I don't think we've been in a righteous war in my lifetime or many people's lifetimes, we've been tricked. Look at Vietnam. Vietnam was fought over a lie of the Gulf of Tonkin. It's an incident that never happened. The paperwork came out and said, oh, yeah, it didn't really happen. But we went into Vietnam so that they could pillage, you know, the Southeast, you know, people and all their stuff. And how many people died? How many of our people died? How many of their people died? How many people died of Agent Orange afterwards? For what? So that the government and the military industrial complex can make money after? It's disgusting. Mm-hmm. And you look at the Gulf War. I'm one of those people. 9/11, it was an inside job. It has to be. It has to be. When you lay down all the evidence, all of it, it is so damning that the government at least allowed it to happen and had to be in on it because they benefited. They got the Patriot Act pushed through, which they tried to do during the Oklahoma bombing but failed. They hid all the money that the Pentagon lost before. I forget how many trillion, billion dollars it was. And then they started a lucrative war in the Middle East with a country that didn't do 9/11. It just didn't make sense, you know, and it's heartbreaking for me because I'm a patriot and I love my country. And it's sad that I don't think we've been in a war for the right reasons since probably the revolution.
When you say you love your country, what do you mean by that?
I love the people. Okay. I love my culture. I've been overseas. I like being an American. We're fun, you know? I mean, there's a lot of countries that aren't fun or more fun than us, but there's something about American that I grew up in the 80s, and that was probably the best time, probably the last time. Kids these days, they get the TV stuff. No, we played outside. Like, we had fun, you know? We actually, I remember they had that commercial for our parents, do you know where your kids are? Because no one knew. Like, we were so latchkey. We were so latchkey. They lost track of us. Yeah. And it was fun. And our biggest, you know, our biggest threat was like the guy in the white van. There's no puppy. There's no candy. That's all you had to avoid. Mm. But nowadays, you know, there's predators everywhere. It's terrifying. And I kind of feel bad. Kids don't get to play like they do. They get glued to the TV. They're glued to their phones. They're being brainwashed in these schools. They're not learning the right thing. Mm. And it's sad. So when I say I love America, I love the old fashioned 1980s America, you know, that I grew up in. And I like to get back there.
Yeah, I get that. Because I'm kind of curious with the sort of concept. It's an open question of like, I travel around the world so much and I often think like, what exactly makes a country, right? So if someone says that I love my country, it's like, do you mean the geographical land? Do you mean the government and the state? Do you mean the people? Do you mean the culture? Do you mean, because I find when people say that they like their country or they dislike other countries, sometimes what they mean by country changes. Do you see what I mean? So someone might, an American might say, you know, I love the USA, I'm a patriot, I love my country, and they don't mean the government. They mean the people, they mean a certain view of the culture and things they're proud of.
I don't think
the
government loves the country. I think that's pretty clear.
Yeah, but then when that same person says, I don't like that other country, they're talking about the government. Do you see what I mean? So like people kind of change their way they're talking. I don't think people do this intentionally, by the way. I'm just saying that I think it's quite common to rate other countries or view them based on their government or things their government does. Hmm. But then people don't want that applied to their own nation. Like any American patriot I know would not want foreigners to be judging America based on its government and the things that the politicians are doing and have done historically, including some of those things you've mentioned, right? When you're in, when there's in some Middle Eastern countries, Iran or whatever, and they're chanting death to America, they don't mean we hate American citizens and normal everyday people. They're talking about the government. They're talking about the state. They're talking about the people who have been, you know, bombing and drone striking them for however long. And there'd probably be quite a lot of agreement amongst actual Americans that that stuff isn't all that great.
I think Americans have been oblivious to what we've been doing overseas. Mm. I was oblivious. How am I an American history major? How am I like all into this stuff? But I didn't realize all our wars were banker wars until like, you know, recently, you know, because I was taught through this, you know, state indoctrination system. And, you know, these people aren't going to criticize themselves. So they write the history and they're going to continue writing the history until we win. But I think most Americans are oblivious to what our government really does, you know, and I pray, like, you know, when you see stuff like Putin, I'm like, Putin, like, it's not us, it's not me. Like, yeah, you know, yeah. It's the, like, if you know, if troops came out and took out all the politicians in D.C. that were bad, Americans would be like, oh, no. Darn, you know, all this tax money to pedophiles.
I've already fully accepted that this episode isn't going on YouTube. So, like, we can just speak very freely on this. like within 2 minutes, I was like, yep, can't put this one on YouTube.
You can. I mean, my documentary's on there. Everything yeah. I want. Well, I'm no longer allowed to upload anything.
I'll definitely get a strike eventually.
Look at that.
But it's all good.
Isn't that sad that you get a strike for telling the truth?
I know. It's a shame. But look, it's cool. We can explore ideas. Let's come back to 9/11 now that we're already on this road. So when you say that you think 9/11 was an inside job, there'll be some people who are listening and nodding. There'll be other people who are listening and are like, what is this lady talking about? So let's, can we go into that a little
bit? Where do we begin?
I don't know.
I mean, there have been so many good documentaries breaking down all the weird things that happened to the fact they were doing a drill for that exact same thing that day, which always happens because I kind of unfortunately became a specialist in false flags. False flag doesn't mean it didn't happen. It just didn't happen the way they're trying to say. And there's almost always a drill of the exact same thing going on that day or that week. The Boston bombing, the Las Vegas shooting, they had a drill. 9/11, they had planes.
When you say they have a drill, like
they have a supposed drill. And because it ends up going live, it confuses people. And, you know, it's just something to muddy the waters. That's just one thing. And obviously the motives that they had, the war in the Middle East, the Patriot Act, and then hide the trillions, the Pentagon pilfered the day before. And the Building 7 is a big one for me. Building 7 wasn't hit by anything, and it was reinforced to Kingdom Come, and it fell. Mm. And you got the guy that owns it on video saying, pull it.
Some people don't know what you're talking about.
So the two towers, everyone knows the two towers fell. People don't realize that Building 7, which was two buildings away and across the street, fell for no reason. And there, a lot of people are like, well, there were internal fires. From what? And when you look at the video, if you look at the right videos, depending on what angle it was, you can see ordinances like a demo going all the way down. That's a big one for me. Building 7 was like, oh my God. So who's in on this? And then you get the guy who took out insurance on all the buildings beforehand, and then he got double the money because he considered it two terrorist attacks. I could go on and on about how all the weird things. And then like the Pentagon got hit, but the video looks like a missile and there's no other video. Where are all the other videos? It's weird and it's not right. And I just have a hard time thinking that a government that spies on everything we do just can't seem to stop these mass shooters and terrorists. I mean, the hijackers were on their radar and then they slipped through their fingers. And then you have the dancing Israelis, which people don't like to talk about. I remember it made the news for one day.
I don't even know what that is.
Exactly. Exactly. So it made the news for one day that they had found Israelis, Mossad. They found him with, so they got in trouble because they were filming the towers and celebrating. How do they know to already film that, okay? But a woman saw them, complained, and, you know, the right authorities show up, not the feds, I guess. And they had a van full of explosives and an empty van full of explosive residue. And they had access to the towers for over a month under a fake Israeli Mossad company, so they could have gotten in there. And what did our government do? Did they question them? They gave them back to Israel with the bow.
I'm confused by this. So
that happened.
So what is the idea or theory behind what
it sounds like our government allowed here. This to happen, but they worked with Israel to actually make sure that the buildings came down. And that's why Building 7 fell down. Maybe something else was supposed to hit it. Maybe that plane that landed that, you know, in the field somewhere was supposed to hit that, and that was supposed to be that, but it didn't, and it fell for no reason, but it was full of very important paperwork that they needed destroyed.
So the thing that's interesting with this idea, by the way, I don't have like any strong feelings or conclusions about exactly what happened regarding 9/11. I'm just open to listening and hearing different ideas. But if it's assumed or if it's believed, if one's reached the conclusion that it was an inside job, then the real, you cannot maintain, I don't think it really makes sense to maintain that position. And then for someone to also hold the idea that the U.S. in terms of the government are the good guys.
We're not the good guys
at all. I know that you don't hold that position, but that's like it's a very damning conclusion, is what I mean.
Not
like
happy
if
about that conclusion.
If that is true, that they're happy to kill thousands of their own citizens and fake this entire thing for however long and for all these decades after. That would be, I think that's part of what creates additional skepticism around it, because that would like fundamentally break anybody's belief that the USA, the US government is generally, you know, I know everyone, no one thinks they're like perfect or whatever, but it's like, oh, they're villains.
We are.
if that's the case.
And that's not how I started off.
Okay.
You know, and it's not outside the realm of possibility that our government would kill 3,000 of us to make a gajillion dollars overseas and pass an act of spy on us and hide stuff that they needed hidden. Mm. When you look at what they just did with COVID, they illegally made a virus in a lab with the foreign enemy. It accidentally gets out. They lie about it, but you know where it came from. And then they lied about the safety of the vaccine. They lied about, I mean, they had no time to test it. So they couldn't have told you it was safe. They did no long-term testing. They had no generational side effects. And the short-term testing looked like crap. And they released it and told it was safe. And they mandated it to everyone. So between that, you've got like, oh, don't forget, like all the governors that put sick COVID patients into nursing homes. Mm-hmm. Why did we shut down our economy to save grandma just so that governors could put sick people into nursing homes and kill them on purpose, basically? If a government's willing to do that and nothing ever happened to these people, then why wouldn't they do 9/11? Mm. Why wouldn't they shoot 60 of us in Las Vegas so they can try to take our guns? Why wouldn't they? The government's awful. It breaks my heart. You know, I grew up, you know, pledge allegiance to the flag, you know, all this other stuff. And we are the villains. Mm.
See, this is why I asked you that question earlier about, like, when you say you're a patriot and you love the country, like, what exactly does that?
I love the people.
Yeah. What does that mean? I mean, have you spoken to anybody who is in the government at any level who has been able to confirm, deny, explain?
I'm not trying to get anyone killed here.
That you,
which topic?
Boy, I don't know. we've touched on quite a few of them.
I know. I'm so, like the Las Vegas shooting. I live here, so I was able to interview first responders. And I was hearing the same story from people that didn't know each other, from some things that they saw, and talked to the witnesses that they saw multiple gunmen. They heard multiple gunmen. You got 911 calls that back that up. Different people are calling about the same, seeing the same gunmen mm-hmm. and stuff and hearing the same gunshots. But on the next day in the news, it was just, you know, one guy did it somehow. It didn't make any sense. And if people want to watch my doc, it's Route 91, Uncovering the Cover-Up. There's at least 30 things that don't make sense about it. And the worst part of it is the guy that helps cover it up is now our governor. I'm not even sure how that happened. Like, I'm not a Republican, but the Republicans nominated somebody else because he was disliked. He got booed at the only public appearance he did pre-primary. He was hated by both parties. There was a more popular person that was, you know, nominated and cheered for over him. And then 40,000 people here couldn't vote in the primary because the DMV sent them the wrong ballot. They sent them a nonpartisan ballot, so they couldn't vote for the Republican. This did not affect the Democrats because they were running an incumbent. And yes, this guy won by less than that. It should have been a redo right there, but it wasn't. And that's what we deal with here all the time. No one's allowed to watch these elections. Poll watchers are not allowed to observe. There's no chain of custody. There's no transparency. We had a leftist group, an anti-Trump leftist group called Count Every Vote that actually ran the elections last time. And I don't understand how that's allowed to happen. And I looked them up. Even the Republicans hated Trump. It's a corrupt system. You know, we got a four-time arrested attorney general that won re-election despite starting a crime wave. I don't believe these elections. I don't believe that we're voting for anything. And the fact that, you know, we actually did signed affidavits, we demanded an audit as per right of the state constitution of Nevada, and they denied it. So here's the thing. If these people really won all these ridiculous elections and these bad people keep winning, why can't they show it to us? Why can't they prove it to us? It's their right. It's not my job to prove fraud. It's the government's job to prove that they're actually holding valid elections, and they're not. They're completely illegal here, and it shows. It shows in everything that they do here.
So what's the way forward then? I mean, what's the what's the point if the whole thing is
a big bonfire, Dominion voting machines? No, I'm serious. You can hack any computer in the world, so why are we voting on them? Hmm. You know? And the things that happen, like just in the last primary that they have, which people checked on the Secretary of State's website and it said that they voted. The problem was their ballot was sitting on the counter. It happened to my other half and it happened to hundreds of other people here. Mm-hmm. So they're counted as voting when they know they didn't. And then when they bring it up, they go, oh, it's a glitch. And then it happened before that. Like I went to check my vote and it said I hadn't voted at all. All my information was wrong. I complained publicly on Twitter and then suddenly it goes back, but then it goes back wrong. And they go, oh, it's just a glitch. You can't just keep saying it's a glitch. This is ridiculous. These are the most invalid, illegal elections. Corruption has cemented itself in, and it's very hard to remove when everybody's in on it. No one good is in office right now. Nobody. Doesn't even matter what party.
How long do you think it's been this corrupt?
Probably since before I was alive. It's just, I've never seen it this bad. I've never seen it. And, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with social media. They, you know, they had social media, which is a great tool to spy on us and feed us information and tell us what to think. But it's also a weapon. You know, people like me jump on and go, no, that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Ghost of Kyiv didn't happen. Snake Island didn't happen. Why are you trying to start a war with Ukraine? And no one got in trouble for lying to us about that.
No, of course
they
not.
Tried to start World War III with blatant lies and video game footage. And no one got in trouble. We just gave them more money. And
well, no one got in trouble over the COVID stuff, so.
No. Fauci. Why isn't Fauci in jail? He didn't get in trouble for AIDS either and the AZT and testing on orphans. Yeah,
people
cared more
hero.
About the Beagles than they did the fact that, you know, he's killing people. He's a psychopath. And that tells you who he's working for when people like that are protected. He works for the government. Otherwise, the government would go after him.
Mm.
Or who controls our government, I should say, because I don't even think it's our government at this point.
So how real do you think is the democratic process? Because, you know, people here like to talk about democracy, democracy, democracy. You even want to go spread and bomb democracy into other countries.
Oh, yeah.
Is the whole thing just a scam?
Yes, it is. If my vote doesn't matter, then it's not democracy. Technically, we're a republic. And we're definitely not spreading democracy. We're actually spreading the central banking system. I find it interesting that almost every single country we've gone to war with, you know, in my lifetime, we didn't have the central banking system until we, you know, plowed them over. You know, Iraq, Kuwait, Afghanistan. It's all about putting us on this slavery debt system that we cannot escape so that they can continue spending our money and building up debt. And then we're the ones that pay for it. How much more money would we all have if we didn't pay taxes to people trying to kill us? A lot.
Yeah, well, I moved somewhere where I don't need to do that anymore. So, gosh, there's a lot here.
I know. I could talk for 7 days.
This is heavy. I mean, how do you, this is more of like a personal question, because obviously you spend a lot of time like investigating all this stuff and thinking about it and exploring it, yet you seem to remain upbeat and positive.
Yeah, I'm kind of a perpetual optimist. So.
Yeah, how do you do that? Because most people who I encounter who investigate this deeply into these things and come to these some of the conclusions, they tend to be very, very negative, pessimistic people. And it kind of just absorbs them to the point of they're seeing all of this darkness and hearing about all this, and their brains are so occupied with it that it just brings them down and makes it quite difficult to be around them just because they're nonstop just wrapped up in this, I don't even know the right term. They become paranoid in some cases.
Oh, no.
Or they're just like, they don't believe anything. They don't trust anyone. They think absolutely everything is a psyop. Everyone is a controlled op. Everything, like they're just...
I'm not that bad yet.
yet.
I think, you know... When I look at the powers that be and what they're doing, the fear mongering, you know, they fear monger during COVID, they fear monger all the time. They want you to feel that way. They want you to feel scared and negative and bring you down and just be unhappy. And I swear, like these things, like they almost feed off a negative energy. And I don't do that. I'm a comedian. Born this way. Mm. Something wrong with me. And I make fun of everything. So even if something awful happens, I'm going to make fun of it. And I've taken something negative and turned it into a positive, because that's kind of how I deal with stuff. I have to use humor to deal with this stuff, or you'd go crazy.
What do you think is going on right now with the presidential leadership in this country? I'm from the UK, and we certainly have our problems in the UK. But every time I see your supposed president talking. My mind is just continually blown. I don't get it. I'm just like, how on earth has supposedly the most powerful position, not just in this land, but you could argue in the world, how is it in the hands of an octogenarian who clearly has dementia and cannot complete a coherent English language sentence? How
he's
has
a puppet.
Happened?
I think most presidents have probably been puppets, both, and they're puppets in many ways, but he is a literal puppet because I think he's dead inside. But you look at the 2020 election, just for instance, in Arizona, it was the most hysterical thing. Biden had a rally and it's on live news and nobody is there. And the lady's like, we advertised this. Nobody's here. I don't know why. And then Trump had 100 miles of cars. But yet Biden won the state. Of course, all these fishy things happened during the election. I didn't bore you with them. So I just don't believe it. I don't believe he won. He had like 12 people show up. I had more people at my birthday party than showed up to the most popular president of all time. No one believes that crap. And then even now, when he came to Vegas, I was going to troll him. No one was allowed to see him. The general public was not allowed to see him. They like handpicked some people from the union, did some photo ops. That was it. That's his rally. That's how unliked he is. I've never seen, to this day, I haven't seen a Biden T-shirt, a yard sign, anything.
I have.
That's amazing.
I actually have, yeah.
But it's like Bigfoot, you have. But no, and then like the popularity of Trump, whether you loved him or hate him, he clearly won. And then when, you know, Nevada is one of those states that stopped counting in the middle of the night, sent people home, and then magically eventually came up with a different number of who was going to win. And then what's funny is if you Google it now, you Google why did the states stop counting on election night? Because everyone was asking that. Fact checkers will say that never happened now. And I still have the old screenshots. And I'm like, it says like Nevada stops counting. This never happened. I'm like, guys, like crazy town.
Do you think it matters who the president is?
No. I mean, it does, but it doesn't. Okay.
Tell me more.
Congress is more important because they're the people that pass the bills and stuff like that. I mean, a president can veto or pass it through. But he's really just a figurehead. You know, he's kind of like the figurehead of that. The court system is obviously important. And remember, the first thing that they wanted to do when Biden won is they wanted to pack the courts and change the number so they could put in more judges. Mm-hmm. Isn't that called cheating? You know, I don't know. These people are out of their mind. But the president, it's important to have a figurehead that, I don't know, can talk and maybe not crap himself on live TV. Maybe he could finish a sentence. Maybe he can stop sniffing kids. You know, these are like big things to ask for.
Fall off bikes and downstairs.
Up and downstairs. That's a gift.
You know, the thing that's crazy is like, I don't make fun of Biden anywhere near as much as I should and as much as he deserves. And it's because just on like a human sympathetic level, as much as I dislike him, and dislike his policies, and I don't think he's a good man at all. But there's a part of me that just feels like sad that they're wheeling out this guy who's clearly, like, he's a dementia patient. And you're just wheeling him out and throwing him on these stages and into these debates. And it's like, it's painful to watch. It's actually painful to watch. It's just like, seeing someone so clearly deteriorated and deteriorating just right in front of you. I'm like, man, this person just be like sitting at home with his family, his grandkids, whatever. And I don't know. Like I find it painful. I find it painful. I'm just like, man.
Maybe if he were a nice guy and he didn't take showers with his daughter and sniff kids and wasn't a lifetime criminal, I might feel bad, but I don't. This is karma coming back on him.
It's not even like so much feeling bad for him. It's just like, yo, this is embarrassing. Like, this is not, even if you didn't vote for him, I'm like, on paper, this is the person who is going out to the entire world as the leader of the USA. I'm not American, but I love the USA. I spend a lot of time here. My biggest audiences for everything that I do are in the USA. I know many wonderful Americans. I've traveled to 25 different states. I've seen a lot of the country. I like it. And I'm just like, this is the figurehead. This is the guy who, I mean, think of all the countries around the world where they're like watching their TV or they're seeing just this representation. They don't know anything about America. They don't know all the Americans I do. They're just seeing that and they're like,
the clown show.
What is happening here? It's embarrassing.
You know, honestly, I have this theory. You know, why haven't the Democrats tried to replace Biden in all this time? Why haven't they replaced him with anyone else? And I think Biden's job is to fall on this sword for them, to destroy the country, to leave the borders open, to give all our money away to foreign aid, which really goes back to them, to just do all these awful things. And no one else wants to be that person in history that does it. So they've propped up this guy who would have done it had he been healthy anyway. And they're making him do all these things. That's why I don't think they've tried to replace him. Mm. And it's especially after that debate, like they kind of have to replace him and they still won't. Who wants to be in those shoes? Who wants to go down in history as the man that destroyed America? Even though he's not doing it, other people are doing it for him. He's still going to be the figurehead and the symbol for that. The name Biden will always be synonymous with this clown show of what's going on right now. So like people are like, why didn't Gavin, why didn't Kamala? Oh, Kamala, no one likes her. She's not workable. She's not controllable. And it's very important that these people can control them.
You don't think she's controllable?
No, I know. She's
how so?
I believe a lot of people have quit on her and they did not promote her for a reason. I think she was supposed to go in after him, but they're not going to because they can't control her. If they can't control you, they're not going to use you. They can't control Trump. He wasn't one of them.
Mm, I get Trump. I'm intrigued by Kamala.
Well, she's Kamala, the cackling.
Yeah, I don't like her.
No one does. No one does. That's the thing. No one does. Gosh, she's so disingenuous.
Yeah. What do you think is the route forward then? So if the democratic process is broken.
In the toilet.
And it's all of this stuff is like a facade, a mirage. Mm-hmm. There are psyops going on. There are attacks on citizens by the government. Mm-hmm. I mean, none of this is painting a wonderful picture.
No.
So, I mean, people can shrug and just play the game or pretend that none of that is going on or just go along with the mainstream narrative, which is what most people do. And it's easier. And I can understand why people would choose to do that. But from your perspective, what do you think is the righteous path forward?
Well, as the eternal optimist, clearly we have very bad people, these globalists, that want to reset us further into debt servitude, eat the bugs, live in pods, you know, do nothing but pay taxes and die.
You don't want to do that?
You know, no, that's why I have guns. And so they want to reset us. It's a big thing. They're going to crash the banks. They're going to crash our food supply. Our trains are derailing. I mean, cows exploded. I mean, there's all these weird things that just aren't normal.
Cows exploding?
Yeah, a cow plant, what do you call it? A cow barn? It exploded.
Oh, okay.
And then chickens caught fire the other day. I guess chickens are more flammable than I thought.
Can all the methane gas cause that?
I don't think, I think it would happen more often if cows blew up. No, they're destroying our food distribution. They're destroying our trains.
Who's
they're having...
They?
Globalist.
More specifically?
Globalist, the George Soros types, the all that kind of, and the people that they control and that they buy.
Like Soros and Schwab.
And who? Guys.
Klaus Schwab.
Yeah, yeah. H.C. Bugs.
Bugs.
Yeah, he even looks like a bad guy.
I know, I want to get him on the podcast, but.
Oh, gosh. But, but anyway, so they're trying to reset us, yeah. And while they do that, it's also our opportunity to reset them. Mm-hmm. If they want to crash the banks and do all the stuff, put us on digital currency, what stops us from being like, your money. I'm just going to stay in my house, forget my mortgage. I'm just going to barter with my neighbors and grow my own food. We can reset this broken system at the same time while they try to reset us. The only difference is we play along, we eat the bugs and live in pods and fight their wars for them. Or we tell them to pound sand because we never gave up our guns, which they really wanted. You can't beat us in a land war. The deer hunters alone, you'd never make it through the forest out here and with the blue helmet on trying to take my land or my kids or whatever like that. I think it's an opportunity to reset them. And I think that's the most optimistic thing we can do. And then go back to the original Constitution and start again. Maybe this is a cycle. Mm. You know, maybe it's a political thing. It always gets corrupt and it always has to be reset. And I don't even think it should come to war. It's a war of information. So it's about getting the real information out to the people. And I think last night's debate was a real eye-opener for that.
How do you separate real information from false information?
One is true, and I can check it. There might be video of it. It might be something of it. And then false is actually something I can prove is false, which I do all the time, and yet these people still repeat the lies.
But doesn't everyone think that their worldview, their world filter is correct?
I'm sure they think that, but I mean, I've been wrong.
Go ahead.
You go back and change it. Like I thought I was fighting mad about 9/11 when that happened. And then to find out that we did it, I changed my opinion. I'm not too proud to do that. Mm. And I think that's another thing. People don't want to ever admit they're wrong. No, people still don't want to admit they're wrong about COVID. Remember those mask Nazis? They were insufferable.
Yes, I do. I encountered many.
It was like every hall monitor in the world got empowered. Every Karen in the world, you know, got in your face about it. There's no apologies. I was right about everything. There's no apologies. And I think people need to be like, you know, we were wrong. Admit it when you're wrong. I admit it when I'm wrong all the time. And I don't know why people don't do that anymore.
What was the last recent thing you were wrong about?
Oh, someone sent me like a meme or something. It was like something that was a fake meme because everything's like AI or Photoshop nowadays. But they made it sound like they had taken the picture, so I believed it. And then I'm like, fine, I took it down. I did this whole like, I'm not surprised that the Democrats wouldn't do something like this, but I'm going to take it down. I'm not going to leave it up for clicks, you know, like some of my peers would do. I took it down. And I rarely have to do that, but I'll admit it when I'm wrong.
Yeah,
I think that's important. Otherwise, it's a giant stalemate and nothing ever gets done.
Where do you see the USA being in, let's not go too far, 20 years?
No, I don't know. I don't know if we're going to make it a year.
2044.
I don't think we're going to make it a year.
What do you mean?
This next election, I mean, they already know that they cheated last time. They can't cheat the same way. Are they going to try to cheat the same way? Are they really going to think Biden's the most popular president again? How are they going to do this? I think something's going to happen where we don't even get to the election. They're going to pull monkeypox 2 or something like that. And
you don't think it'll get to the election?
I don't think so. I'm not even voting. I'm not going to give him my vote. Okay. They're just going to steal it. I'm not even participating in this crap.
So what does not getting to the election mean?
They're going to do something. They've tried to start a war. We just haven't fallen for it. They try to start a war with Ukraine. They try to start a war with Russia and the whole Israel and Palestine. They're constantly trying to make a new distraction. But for like the first time, because we're debunking, and maybe because Elon freed up Twitter again, mm-hmm. we can debunk their lies, and we haven't fallen for it. Like when they want to do the climate tyranny, people point out it's actually not green energy. You're actually making it worse. There's little kids doing these mines, these lithium mines, you know, all this other stuff. We're able to expose their lies in real time. Just enough, and then they go, oh, okay, and then they move on to something else. And they're going to come up with something, I don't know what. I hope it's nothing. I hope it's not like another false flag event. I'm tired of them killing us.
Okay. You're the first person I've spoken to who thinks the election. So you don't think the election is going to happen?
I don't think so. I think it's going to fall to pieces. And even if they try to start it, it's going to fall to pieces because they're not legal elections. There's no transparency. I have no idea if my vote was counted in any election. I can't check it. Especially the people that just voted. Their ballots are sitting on the counter, but they're down as voted. So how do we know how we voted? If you can't tell me how I voted, and you won't show me how I voted, and you won't let poll watchers watch while you're doing it, you won't give us audits after the fact, then what are we even doing here? Why don't you just make up the numbers and throw them up in the air? And I think that's what's happening. I remember, like, numbers would go negative on like the recall, the California recall they did, that they actually had a lot of momentum for. And I remember watching like the recall numbers went negative on live TV. I saw the video of it. I'm like, how?
What do you mean the numbers went negative?
They subtracted themselves instead of adding. How do you subtract numbers when you're adding them? Do you
this
know what I mean?
Like a live, like,
say there was 1,000 votes and then suddenly in the next screenshot, there's 800. Well, what happened? So, and that happened, okay. And then like votes were switched, I think 9 times on 2020 on live TV. Live TV is a bane for them because, you know, we're pretty good at grabbing those clips. And then the boxes of Biden ballots that fell from the sky at 2 a.m. You know what I mean? Like, it's just crap, man. It's the most biggest crap election I've ever seen. And I figured they were always kind of cheating. But they were so blatant. And I truly believe that they were cheating in 2016. I mean, Hillary, you remember, she had fireworks. She had no concession speech. She had it in the bag. All the polls had her winning. And what I think they did is they accidentally created a secret Trump voting base where you couldn't wear the shirt or the hat because you were going to get, you know, some crazy green haired thunder beast yelling at you in your face. And so people just went in there and quietly voted Trump and walked out. And then they didn't cheat enough. And then 2020 happened and it was like, you know, the cheat Olympics. Every which way to Sunday, these guys cheated between running ballots through multiple times, between just changing the numbers on the computer. There's a lot of weird things in Nevada. Robert Beatles does a lot of good work on the election fraud in Nevada. He's broken it all down and he can prove it. But you can't get a court to hear it because the judges are sitting in their seats because of the same fraud. Mm. You know, the AG sitting in a seat because of the same fraud. The Secretary of State sitting in the seat because of the same fraud. So we have no recourse. We have nowhere to go above here other than wait for the country to collapse and make sure that we're the ones that reset it and not these maniacs.
So where do you see the U.S. a year from now?
I think I just told you, hopefully we're resetting it.
What does that look like, though?
I think it's a quiet reset. I think people just stop paying taxes. They stop paying their mortgages. They stop paying.
Do you think that's going to happen? I mean, I think
that's we're like not going to have any money. And what are they going to do, repossess everybody? I mean, if you're renting and you're living in a BlackRock house, live in it. You know what I mean? Who cares? What are they going to do? They've done so much unconstitutional stuff to Americans.
The vast majority of people don't believe the things you're saying.
So, I don't know about that anymore.
Really?
No, I've done some Twitter polls. You'd be surprised.
But Twitter polls are for your audience.
Yeah, but then, you know, you always get the haters that retweet and then try to change the thing and they never win. But I think people are waking up. I pay attention. I travel the country too. Mm-hmm. And I talk to every Uber driver. I talk to everybody. I talk a lot. If you can't tell. And I'm always putting feelers out. And everyone knows something's wrong. They're not always sure what. But everyone knows Biden is a joke.
They're not going to stop paying taxes. I mean,
you'd be surprised. Why do you think they hired 60,000 new IRS agents?
I'd love to be surprised. I just realistically.
But here's the thing, morally, if my money's going to go to kill babies and drone bomb children,
I moved to Dubai for many reasons, and that's a big one of them.
And
but I just don't see. Even if people wanted to stop paying taxes, unless they're entrepreneurs, like their salaries or their paychecks are just getting docked anyway, right?
Yeah, there's things you can do. And then, like, the whole idea of income tax was unconstitutional. It was supposed to be temporary.
I think taxation is a complete scam, which is why
no taxation but representation, so yeah. I shouldn't have to pay anything. And none of these people represent me or anybody. We're not voting for anything. And they can't prove it. So, you know.
Yeah.
Luckily, I don't even make enough.
I agree with that in theory. I'm just like, realistically, I don't see how by this time next year.
As people get poor they're just not going to. What are they going to do if everyone just stops paying their mortgage and just lives in their house? What are they going
to
do?
You couldn't get people to take their masks off. How are you going to get them to stop paying taxes?
I don't know. Those people are probably vaccinated. I wonder how many are still around.
My point is that's a majority, right?
Like, I don't know. I think it's a majority. I think it was a loud minority that gets amplified, the whole mask Nazi thing.
No, it was a majority.
I don't think so. And then, but here's the thing. But the middle people will just do it so they don't have to hear about it. The middle people will just go along with anything.
Yeah,
and then you have people like me that get dragged out of stores and have the cops called on them.
For every one person who's willing to do that, there's 100 who are just going to go with it.
But I don't think they're going to do it again. Not after. I think they failed so bad with the plandemic that when they tried again with monkeypox and no one cared because only like dogs and some adopted kids ended up with it. It was a sodomy disease.
Sure.
Only people who had, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, ugh, gross. Were gangbanging strangers every weekend and came home with monkeypox. So no one cared. Then they came out with no one cares anymore. They could come up with like flying AIDS that makes your eyes explode. I don't care. I'm leaving my house. You know what I mean? I'm not
going to
hide. I'm over it.
I agree. It'll be harder to.
It's kind of fool me once kind of thing.
Pull off another pandemic situation.
I think there's
a big jump between that and a year from now, people not paying their.
We'll see. We'll see. They're not using any of this money for things that they're supposed to. So why should we pay? Luckily, make enough. So I'm kind of appreciate the IRS really wants their $25 for me. You can come get it. No, I'm a firm believer in it. And I see a big tax revolt. That's the easiest thing we can do. Instead of having a fight and riot and whatever, all you have to do is just stop paying. Stop paying into the system trying to kill you with fake money. We're never going to pay off this debt. I mean, we're never going to pay off the debt that they racked up. So why am I going to pay anything? Let the banks crash. What are they going to do? I'll grow my own.
Bail them out with your tax money.
That was the thing with Obama. Like Obama, instead of, you know, the banks ruined the whole housing market. And instead of, you know, helping the homeowners out, they bought the banks out.
Of course.
Because that's what they do. You know, yeah.
Self-interest. Is there anything that would ever make you leave America?
No. No, I'm one of those people. Like this is my.
But if it's that bad, why?
I don't know. I'm not a person that gives up. I think there's a lot of people here that, and it kind of way count on me. There's a lot of people that can't do what I do. They can't speak out and say the things I'm going to do because they're going to get doxxed. They're going to lose their jobs. They're going to whatever. You know how evil people are sometimes. So it's kind of my job to get on that soapbox and to speak for them. And I'm not going to give up. It had to be insane. It had to be Mad Max bad. And actually, Mad Max sounds kind of fun. See, I'm an optimist. See, I. Maybe the apocalypse isn't so bad.
Yeah.
Maybe we couldn't go on like this forever, you know? Our food is killing us. Everything's poisonous. Why? You know, maybe it's not so bad. I just grow corn, you know, and shoot the occasional grifter off my land. I don't know. But, you know, I am an optimist.
I'm intrigued. I mean, if I believed all the things that you did, I would have relinquished my citizenship.
No, I don't.
I'm not an American citizen. But if I were and I truly believed all that, I'd be like, you know what? Bye.
No. Well, it's the government. And our government's basically putting its boot on the neck of every country. So where am I going to go? Eventually.
Oh, there's plenty of places.
There's a goal. But their goal is to get everybody. There's very few countries not on the central banking system. Russia is one of them. North Korea is the other. And I think Iran is the other. And it's just funny. Those are the people that we're warring against. It's almost like it's all about money. Because it is.
Mindy, where can people find and follow you online?
I'm still on Twitter, even though I'm heavily shadow banned. I don't know why. I don't know what I did, Elon. I thought I was a good girl.
You kept calling it Twitter.
What do you want from me? It's 10 years.
He's like, it's X. As long as she keeps calling it Twitter, she's shadow banned.
Fine. I can't call it X. It sounds weird. Yeah, so I'm on Twitter. Obviously, Mindy Robinson. You can find me on there. I'm on Gab. I'm on Instagram and Facebook. And I'm on Telegram. Everything's censored. So, you know, that's just how it is. I'm still censored. It's so sad. Why am I censored?
I'm not going to censor this podcast.
Well, thank you.
But I won't be able to put it on YouTube.
See, that's still kind of like weird.
I wish I could. I just know it's a guaranteed channel strike, so
it shouldn't be.
It's going to go on Rumble. It's going to go on Spotify. It's going to go on Apple Podcasts. It's going to go everywhere else. It'll probably go on X as well.
Twitter.
Yeah, X. It's X, Mindy.
Twitter X. Well, you still say tweet. Like, I still tweet things out. Oh, X things out.
Twix.
That sounds weird.
We can go with Twix.
Twix. I like those. Those are pretty tasty.
Deal. Okay. Mindy, I appreciate it. Okay. Thank you.